This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen on the air every week with an overview of what's going on in the American family farmer's world. This program is aimed at helping family farmers, businesses run by family farmers, and the locavores. It becomes sometime a discussion of farm, family, food, with the emphasis on the farm. And because I'm a dairy person, I've been around cows all my life. Milk cows, birthed cows, raised cows. So I kind of know what's going on in the dairy department. And there are, according to some people anyway, a lot of good things for dairy. I want to go through where we are right now. And then we're going to spend some time focusing on the need for water, pure water, that sort of thing, how it affects the farm, the farmers. So we'll get to that after we talk about where we are in dairy in America. You've heard me many times if you listen to this program every week. With regularity, I take shots at the government because they have been in no small way. Well, I shouldn't say the government. Well, government and politicians together, that synod is a mess and has created nothing but havoc in the world of the family farmer, destroying many of them with their policies without caring because they're just interested in who gives to their campaign. And a lot of the big entities, Cargill, ADM, Bayer, now they own Monsanto, all over the place, DFA, the dairy outfit, the Tweezer family, owning and operating about 74, controlling 75-76% of the fluid milk supply in the country. All bad for the family farmer. So if you look back over the past 4 years, the challenge for dairy producers has been not only fighting against what DFA wanted to do, the FDA, but also Canadian milk, milk from China. Oof. This past year was probably the most difficult one of all, the lowest prices in terms of how you stack it up year to year with cost comparisons based on inflation, low prices, low export markets, trade wars galore. But there seems to be some hope on the horizon, and that's what I'm going to report to you on now as I look over the scene here. Global milk supplies have not dwindled as we would like to have thought they would. Plant-based milks, which aren't milk, trying to hijack the market. Almond milk. Give me a break. Soy. It's not milk. It's not milk unless it comes from a mammary gland. I noticed that I was in a Trader Joe's yesterday, and they've changed it. They're not calling it almond milk anymore. Somebody's listening. They call it almond liquid food source. Some other stupid thing like that. But it's not milk. But yet people are buying that stuff instead of milk, and that's what's caused a problem. The European Union, the dairy products that they've been stockpiling, dried powdered milk, that sort of thing, that has changed the international marketplace. But that's changing too. The analysis of the forecast for this year, perhaps late in the year, second half of the year, fourth quarter, maybe even better, it'll find you, if you're a dairy person, getting a modest increase. If you've been able to survive, the gradual price improvement will be maybe a buck and a half, a hundredweight, which isn't a lot. Considering I think we were down in some sectors in the pools for about 1450, it was around here is 1650 in New England and Northeast, but it's just it's mind-boggling how these guys can screw this all up the way they have. What a mess. So anyway, the farm bill, the 2018 farm bill, has helped a lot of dairy people, or so they say, although the government shutdown seems to have affected that to a certain extent. So what does it mean for dairy? The new bill includes overhauled risk management programs that are more affordable and accessible for people in dairy. The new insurance product helps producers manage margins in periods of low milk prices, which is now. There's a new provision that changes the Class 1 fluid milk price formula under the federal order. It no longer will be subject to Class 3, Class 4 price. Under the bill, the monthly Class 1 price would be the average of Class 3 and Class 4 plus 74 cents. How in the hell they come up with these numbers? It's craziness. The Dairy Forward Pricing Program extended to Class 2, 3, and 4 milk for the next 4 years. It allows producers to voluntarily enter into forward price contracts. So what you're doing is betting against yourself, in a sense, but because you're saying, okay, I think that we're only going to go this high. Well, let's say the price of milk goes sky high. You're going to screw yourself, but a lot of these farmers in such tough shape, they need to get it on the come. They need to get as much as they can now. So that's why they're signing on to this. So it's sort of averaging out what you think the price is going to be for the next 4 years. Another key provision, a new healthy fluid milk incentive program designed to educate nutritional assistance programs, government programs, FDA, USDA programs, that kind of stuff. I mean, you can see if you understand this new farm bill and even try to understand the dairy portion of it, you understand how much the government is involved here. I guess they're trying to help, like putting more milk into the school meal program. There's a special milk program for children, and then there's a special one for adults and the care programs they may be involved in. 90,000 schools and institutions feed 30 million children every year using the school meal program. So having more milk available, I guess, makes more sense. But then there's one other problem here that's being addressed. That is labeling standards for dairy food products. The FDA had been absent in enforcement of its own food standards, and thus competition from the non-dairy milk or liquid, whatever that crap is really kind of making a mess, a mockery, actually, of the National Milk Producers Federation's efforts to get the FDA to bring, you know, let's get away from this stuff that isn't mammary-based and get a focus on milk, 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 and have that become more competitive. Anyway, so a lot of things happening because of the new farm bill, but the margins and the, even though modest growth, the prediction is for things to get better, and that's what I wanted you to know. I want farmers, family farmers, to stay in dairying. It's a wonderful, just a great American reality. You go by a lot of these great dairy farms and you see the pastures for just go on forever. I just love seeing that. Vermont, Eastern Massachusetts, parts of New York State, Pennsylvania, great. Wisconsin, great dairy states. All right, 15 past the hour. In a moment, we're going to meet two people who are involved in this Pure Farm and Pure Water campaign in North Carolina. Stand by for that next on the American Family Farmer. One of the most exciting things about this time of year, maybe it's from the beginning of the year, is the power of making a healthy choice to lose weight. The collagen is what your body really needs, the protein that you need, and that's why Calitrin is so helpful.
Yes, sir. You know, this is a great time to really commit to yourself, and right now we have a huge special. It's perfect if you have over 20 pounds to lose, or maybe you want to split it with a friend. But when you buy a proven 90-day supply And that's where our huge 86% success rate is. When you buy a proven 90-day supply, you're going to get a 90-day supply absolutely free.
So give your body what it needs. Collagen, stop producing it when you're in your 20s, late 20s, early 30s, so you need to supplement. So Calidrin, lose the weight, keep it off. Go to toploss.com, buy the 90-day supply, and then you get another 90 days free. Use the DJV code for the special deal at toploss.com. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com. The American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you now to Soren Rundquist, who is from the Environmental Working Group, Director of Spatial Analysis, and Will Hendrick, who is a staff attorney, manager of North Carolina Pure Farms and Pure Waters campaign, here to talk about the poultry industry and where we're going with the use of water when it comes to growing, not just poultry, I suppose, but beef. There's a lot of conversation about that. Let's introduce you to Soren, first of all. Soren is a fellow from Northwest Iowa. How did a nice fellow like you end up working in North Carolina? Well, obviously. Tell me about you.
Well, I'm actually located in the Twin Cities area of Minnesota. Working remotely in concert with Will, who's located in North Carolina. So,
all right. So Will is Will Hendrick, who is the working with the Waterkeeper Alliance staff attorney. So what is the Waterkeeper Alliance, Will? How are you involved? We're going to get into the nitty-gritty of what's going on in this particular area, but what does the Waterkeeper Alliance do?
We're the largest and fastest growing nonprofit devoted solely to clean water in the globe. And I get the pleasure of working with environmental advocates that are housed at local organizations from the mountains to the coast in the state of North Carolina on this campaign that you mentioned, our Pure Farms, Pure Waters campaign, which addresses various threats to water quality.
And what kind of farms are we talking about? I mentioned poultry. Are we talking about dairy? Are we talking about beef? And remember, in terms of this program, we're here to help farmers make their lot in life better and farms better for the people that are using our products. So we'll inveigle that into the conversation. What's the big problem here?
So in North Carolina, our primary concern are concentrated animal feeding operations. And the waste management practices that they engage in. And I think that it is really notable that the family farmers that are engaged in livestock production in North Carolina are kind of left on their own, when it comes to support from their integrators. Their contracts don't give them any resources to help with waste management. And we see the effects, and I share your interest in working with those producers to try to identify additional funding sources, since the integrators aren't really helping them out.
What happened? I don't think a lot of people know, Will and Soren, how this works. They just go to the store and they buy Purdue chicken, and you see the ads on TV. We don't grow any chicken with hormones and stuff, but they really don't own the farms. The people that grow the poultry or whatever are all independent contractors that are hired, if you will, contracted to grow the chicken in this circumstance. So it isn't, is it or isn't it up to Tyson? They say, well, we don't feed any, there's nothing bad going into our chickens, but what are they doing about the other things, I think, is the question here that we'll address. 21 after the hour on the American Family Farmer.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey.
Folks around the country growing, trying to make their lots better, and new activities in the world of farming. How do you save your farm? What's the right market for your farm? All of those things become part of our discussion every week on the American Family Farmer. Focus now on how to regulate or how to deal with or work in the area where there hasn't been good management or good policy, maybe a little of both in the area of water usage as poultry has expanded greatly in the Carolinas, down in that mid-central south region. We have with us Soren Rundquist, who is from the Environmental Working Group, and Will Hendrick, who is a lawyer with the Pure Farms and Pure Water campaign. So we're talking about poultry and how it's done. I think most farmers, hopefully at this point, know how this actually works. The difference between the factory farms and what goes on some of the, and I'm not going to say more legitimate because that may not be fair, but the stuff that's better in my mind is the stuff that comes from open grazed, whether it's cattle, whether it's chickens, you know, open, what they call it, free range. But that's not what we're talking about here. Those farms are not the problem. The problem are these farms that are going through 35,000 chickens every 6 to 8 weeks. And what happens at the end of that process is the barns get pushed, get cleaned out, and the manure gets piled. I mean, why is this something new? Because of the size, Will, of these farms? Because we've all been spreading manure for a long time, and it hasn't really hampered what, you know, it hasn't raised a red flag, but now it seems to be. And I believe it's because of the size of these operations as much as anything else. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely right, Doug. The problem isn't fertilization. The problem isn't farming. The problem is that too much manure is generated when in too small a space for the land to assimilate the nutrients. Yeah. Poultry operations in North Carolina are at this point the largest and fastest growing source of livestock nutrients. And much of that production, that waste production happens in concentrated watersheds. And that is the problem is that there are multiple counties in North Carolina where there is far more manure than is needed to support crop growth in farmland acreage.
This is a hog operations as well. If you go through all of the focus that's been at Massachusetts, was in the Supreme Court last month because there was a rendering during a referendum in Massachusetts, an election I think the year before last, where we voted to not have the kind of caged animal realities, and so some group sued somebody else in front of the Supreme Court, and they basically said, you know, you can't, these people ought to be able to, if they want to run their state that way, they ought to be able to run their state that way. And so there's more attention being given to this sort of thing, even though more and more, as we are saying, family farmers are doing it right, but the big corporate outfits, you know, the Chinese control the largest pork-producing outfit in the country. They don't give a damn about anything except making money, right?
I think that's true, and we see the impacts in North Carolina, where you're right, where the largest pork producer, Smithfield, contracts with the vast majority of the producers, and Smithfield owns the animals, dictates the conditions of their confinement, you know, dictates everything that goes into that animal in terms of feed and pharmaceuticals, but then completely leaves the producer, the farmer, out to dry when it comes to how to handle that waste.
Yep.
And that's really the problem.
It is the problem. All right, so now we've outlined the problem. We'll go to Soren and to Will to see what they think is the fix for the problem. How can, and again, the focus and most of the circumstances here, we talk about the family farm, what to do to be better. This just tells you what not to do, much as anything else. So we'll continue on the American Family Farmer. It's 28 past the hour.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road, go walking around the bend, lay by the river, climb up in the barn.
Farming, the food that we're eating. What's going on in your family? What are you teaching more and more people as we get close to really understanding what the problems are? You look at the info, America is on the list of healthy, happy families, number 35 on the list, instead of our lives being the life, the existence we have, and our life expectations going down instead of up, which is pretty much against the curve. But it's because of eating crap from places like we're describing here in North Carolina, these huge farms raising poultry and hogs, the waste that's around. It's a concern here of the Environmental Working Group and lawyer Will Hendrick and Soren Rundquist, who's the director of spatial analysis there. It is, we're killing ourselves eating this crap. And they, you know, they say in their advertising, we don't give our chickens any hormones. Well, what do you give them? That's a great, I've been in and out of these places. I remember both of you may be interested in this. I went into one of these farms down in Pennsylvania a few years ago. And the farmer, I was buying a tractor actually from him, and he was showing me his operation, and he was very proud of the new buildings that he just put up, and he's raising 35,000 chickens in these buildings every 2-3 months. And he showed me what happened. You know, they have bobcats to clean out the place after the chickens are slaughtered. They clean the whole place out with they just take everything and throw it into a pile and spread it. And they got a lot of, they have huge fields around, but none of the stuff that they grow there locally is being fed to the chickens because they're bringing in all of this grain and stuff, that's treated from mostly Cargill. And so, you're not helping your own circumstance. And I think that's one of the things Will is talking about. Soren, if you would, please tell us what the Environmental Working Group is all about for those who may not know. And what is your area of spatial analysis? What's that all about?
Sure. Yeah. So the Environmental Working Group is a national environmental advocacy organization which seeks to empower people to live healthier lives and within a healthier environment. And my capacity at the Environmental Working Group as a spatial analysis is kind of looking at data points within some geography. For example, on the study Will and I did for North Carolina, a lot of these poultry operations are not permitted within the state, so it's relatively unknown as to where these facilities exist. And using high-resolution aerial photography and satellite imagery, we are able to document this growth temporally at various years and establish more or less a baseline in a data set to, document this industry to, give the general public as well as the state advocacy organizations and other farmers some transparency into where these facilities exist.
So, why is it that North Carolina seems to be such a popular place for this kind of activity? Either of you can jump in on that. Will, you're maybe closer to it, so why is North Carolina...
I think it has to do a lot with the regulatory environment and the decisions made by our leaders in Raleigh. The hog industry was the first to move to this factory farming model with confinement. It was largely due to the work of a legislator, a gentleman by the name of Wendell Murphy, who kind of paved the way for that move away from the small family farm to this large factory farm. In 1982, all but one county, and there are 100 counties in North Carolina, all but one had at least some commercial hog production. By 1997, that industry had almost entirely concentrated in the coastal plain where Mr. Murphy was from, because he was buying out the small guys and out competing folks and then limiting their access to market. And it wasn't then long after that the poultry industry saw the regulatory environment that he, after he went to Raleigh and became an elected legislator, created, yep, that paved the way for them to do the same thing.
It's the same old story, whether it's local or national. Look at all these bums from Monsanto. They got into the FDA and the USDA. You see it in the insurance business. You see it in all these businesses. These people that are at the top, the guy that was running the EPA was like the number, or not EPA, but I forget whether it was USDA or FDA, was the number three guy at Monsanto. What the hell do you think is going to happen when these guys go over there? There's like the old proverbial fox in the hen house. They change the regulations to suit themselves, and then they go back to work for the companies that they came from originally. And they talk about, oh, I'm going to be a public servant. I'm going to go help everybody. Bull crap. They're helping themselves, and that's it. So... anyway, there's not a pretty picture that comes out of any of those things. And I don't know, it's the same old story. Why isn't something done? Why aren't the regulations passed? Why aren't there laws passed that limits the ability of these bums to come from their companies into regulatory environments, change everything, and then go back? There's no legislative oversight that amounts to beans when it comes to this stuff. I think without sort of overcooking what goes on locally here, these are, even if there are different situations that are presented by, let's say, the impact of floods and hurricanes and all of that stuff, wherever these big, huge agribusinesses exist, there's a problem. everywhere. You can drive across the southern route if you're going across the southern part of our country on Interstate 10, and you are driving into El Paso, let's say you're heading eastbound, and you are 10, 12 miles outside of El Paso, you can smell. There are four farms along the interstate that have 5,000 to 10,000 cows in each one of them. You can smell the manure 10 miles away if the wind's blowing in the right direction. And that's just not right. That's not farming. And yet it takes guys like you to be beating the drum. And we have to, you know, you're 501c3, so you want to get donations. This is Americans fighting against Americans. And, you know, I'm off on my toot now. But, you know, that's kind of where I come from. So what do we do? I said, we'll find, you know, what's the way of, do we have to use a hammer on this, or how do we fix the problem? Will, let's go back to you.
Well, I think the first step to solving any problem is recognizing that it exists. And that's why it's so critical that we have partners like Environmental Working Group that can help us bring transparency to an industry that often operates in secrecy, that can shine a light on the problem so that more members of our polity, more citizens in North Carolina can tell those elected leaders that they're not doing good enough to protect North Carolinians.
How about this as a way of looking at it, gentlemen? If we are able to convince regulators, or maybe more legislators than regulators, that the environment for the chickens, for the hogs is much better, and it ought to be that at the end of the day we're talking about much better for the consumers, and in doing that it's better for the land, all of these things we're talking about. Is it realistic or unrealistic to expect that if we put enough pressure, the big companies are not going to like anymore because they can't make the kind of money, and the process will revert back to the family farmer so that things are done more in accordance with what makes sense? Is that too much to ask for? Soren, you can take a shot at that if you want.
No, I don't think it is. I think that, you know, in this consumer-based economy, you know, the more education that consumers have regarding, you know, how their meat or whatever they're consuming is produced and that impact on the environment is, you know, in some cases exacerbated by, you know, existing in concert with other, you know, environmental impactors, I think that that's going to drive the change.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it'll drive the change. Can the family farmers exist or survive long enough to still be in operation while we push this stuff around and through the system? Are you hopeful that we can reverse this fairly quickly?
Yeah, I hope so. But I think it's going to take a little more teeth from, you know, the state level to,
Well, let's put it this way. In many states, North Carolina probably being one of them, a lot of the people who are locavores, I refer to the people that listen to this program, the family farmers, the people running family farm businesses, and locavores that use our product. They are being heard, whether they can, they don't have the money or the resources, but they are, you know, they're talking about what's good for their families. But yet, if you look at the stats that I was talking about a half hour ago, how it is that we are falling way behind in terms of our own health, you know, it doesn't look like we're winning. Soren?
Yeah, it does seem like a tough hill to climb. But
all
again,
right,
you know, go ahead.
No, I want you to finish. Go ahead.
But yeah, the more we can educate and, you know, shed light and onto this industry and its impacts environmentally on public health and the surrounding environment, I think it at some point, you know, we'll be at a point of no return in which we have to make some serious changes and go back to some more sustainable routes for harvesting animals.
Mm-hmm. I wonder about the one of the things here is what we do with the manure. That becomes a big factor in this, but the amount of water that's used. There are lots of ways of doing it more intelligently than we are. Let's wrap this up in a moment, gentlemen. Thank you. Hold on a second. I'm going to help people listening to this program lose weight. If you are, if over the years you have put on weight and you don't feel like you're losing it the way you want to. You want to be healthy. Here's the right way to get healthy. Use Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It is the natural weight loss formula that actually works. No stimulants, no drugs, no crash diets. Calitren is the all-natural healthy choice to help you lose weight and lose it safely and keep it off. That's what you want to do. The folks at Calitren, who have been in business, family business 32 years, they have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is a fabulous way for you to lose weight and keep it off. It's also because the main ingredient is collagen. It's great for your joints. You sleep better at night. Energy is great because collagen gives your body the ability, once you stop producing collagen naturally when you're in your 30s and you get into your 40s and you're starting to put on weight. So you supplement with Calitren, which means the main ingredient is collagen, and your body starts to produce again on its own the way to lose the weight. The collagen helps you create more healthy lean muscle and push the fat out. That's how you lose the weight, and you keep it off by staying on the program. So go to toploss.com. Toploss.com is the website for Calitren. Take 50% off. Yep, you're going to buy a 90-day supply of Calitren. Get another 90 days because it takes about 6 months to really get into the fold anyway. So they give you three at the regular price. Three more months are free with the Calitren program. You can't help but be successful. Go to toploss.com. Get the discount. And also, you got to remember to use the DJV code to get the discount. But also enjoy the benefits of losing the weight and keeping it off. Calitren at toploss.com.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
The American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on Bayer, Monsanto, and another jury trial to determine if Roundup causes cancer. There's a jury that's set in San Francisco trying to determine whether Roundup caused a man's cancer in California. This is about the third or fourth time in the last 4 or 5 months that one of these stories has come to the surface. This particular fellow has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma a couple of years ago. This is the first time a case with this disease has made it to the stage it is in our court system. You may remember last year a jury found that Roundup contributed to terminal cancer in another fellow, and he got $215 million, which obviously is in appeals because these bums don't want to pay it. The weed killer sold not only in our country, Roundup sold all around the world. It's very, very, very bad for us. Stay away from it. The World Health Organization has called it the probable cause of many deaths. It's a human carcinogen. So the battle, another hurdle. Bayer paid $60 billion last year to buy Monsanto. Great investment, right? Experts say it could serve as a test for future litigation, setting a precedent for attorneys on whether similar suits will fare better in court or settling out of court. My guess is that they will settle out of court after they get denied. You know, they got this $215 million suit that they're trying to appeal. They're not going to win because the evidence is overwhelming, overwhelming in how this stuff impacts people who have been using it, spreading it around, spraying it for years. And so at what cost and how's the quality? That's the question that I would ask anyway. So that's the story. Attention, please, farmers of America, on the American Family Farmer. All right, so I'm going to the website, ewg.org and waterkeeper.org, so that you can see what's going on. I can hear some of the folks listening to the program saying, these guys are a bunch of do-gooders, they don't know what they're talking about. Well, I think they do know what they're talking about, and it's the way that it is put together that benefits those who are not only growing the product, using the product, but the end result, what it does to our bodies. And this does create pollution. because the stuff is drier than, and I don't want to get into the weeds too much here, pardon the pun, but the stuff is drier, so it blows around more. It isn't heavy because there's so much sawdust mixed in with all of this. But the carcasses, you know, the dead animals and what they do with them as they're processing them, all that stuff gets mixed together. It's kind of all organic. Well, it's, unless they shoot them up with hormones, which a lot of them do. And so if it was applied properly to the land, it would be a different story, but it isn't. And that's really kind of the problem. And the problem is these big companies, and we just have to keep railing against them. So thanks for your work, Søren Rundqvist. From the Environmental Working Group, and Will Hendrick, who is the staff attorney with the North Carolina Pure Farm and Pure Water Campaign. Go to EWG.org and waterkeeper.org for more information on how this may impact you and your area. It's 10 before the hour.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. The podcast is at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The current podcast, the most recent one, has a discussion of the good and bad with it, when it comes to government assistance. I'm chuckling because in the app is a story about a dating service for cows, which may find more interest than anything else. This is kind of a fun thing, but it's a way of getting breeding stock together. That's really what it's all about, getting the right breeding stock on the male and female side so that what you're producing is the best that you can out of the cows that you have. But they have referred, the news media has referred to it as a dating app for cows. Also in the current podcast that's just been put up at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, Gene Bauer, who's the president of the Farm Sanctuary. That sanctuary movement is growing. His sanctuary founded to combat the abuses of factory farming. The same stuff that we talk about. That's what our fodder is here in the American Family Farmer. And Farm Sanctuary is the largest and most effective farm animal rescue and protection organization in the country. And so they deserve attention, whether you agree with them all the time or not. It's ideas, folks. You don't have to agree or disagree. What I'm trying to present are ideas. I have a focus on the news at the beginning. Then we have an interview with people that are aiming to help out. If you want the help, take it. Use the ideas. If you don't, forget about it. And then there is a portion of the program that deals with my thoughts, my comments, which I'm going to actually get to in a minute here on this week's edition. The podcast that I'm talking about that's been organized for your listening environment, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Every week we do a new one. And so I want to talk in a moment about what some groups are saying regarding the farmers who are getting the money, the subsidies. Subsidies in the focus right after this.
Here's a deal from Sprint that you won't want to miss. Right now, when you switch to Sprint, we'll give you $50 on a prepaid MasterCard for each new phone you lease. The card is issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Just register for the card online and you're good to go. That's right, $50 for each new phone you lease when you bring your number to Sprint. And when you get a new iPhone, you get an incredible new iPad for $99, plus a $100 prepaid MasterCard. Make the switch today, and don't miss all the other great deals you'll find waiting for you on Sizzling Sprint Saturday. Join us March 2nd at your local Sprint store. Cards require 60 days of service before card ships. iPad 6th Gen 32GB, $417 per month after $15 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit applied within two bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Taxes due at sale. Offer not available everywhere, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit CreditKarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
The American Family Farmer Show, the podcast again, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You need that show, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. So I noticed this week that some of the groups that represent the huge corn growers, soybean growers, wheat growers, cotton growers, complaining about not getting enough subsidies. You know, these guys really have got a nerve. They really have got a nerve. How dare you? The plight of the American family farmer, yes, not enough if we're gonna load up everybody on subsidies. The money in the farm bill doesn't go anywhere near as well or as much as it should, equivalency-wise, to the family farmer, just more to the big, huge farmers that don't need it, don't deserve it. Farmers are facing a financial crisis. The news media gets it wrong. It's the family farmer that faces a financial crisis, not the huge agribusinesses. They cherry pick data. And the farm interest groups, the big ones like the American Farm Bureau, they're all about the huge farmers. So they're asking for more subsidies, $20 billion a year going to these bums. This is not going to the family farmer. And you see farm interest groups out there with the same approach. They give lots of money to the politicians so they get their way, lobbying here, there, and everywhere. If you take a broader look at the data, however, you see that farmers, the big ones, aren't facing a crisis. The little ones are. And that's who I'm standing up for, the American Family Farmer, here on the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.